Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a new series of sustainability videos that the Oklahoma Beef Council and the Washington State Beef Commission have collaborated on, all to try to tell consumers more about the benefits of beef.
Absolutely. The new videos focus on the positive role beef can play in the environment and our daily lives. The format for the videos are whiteboard animation, which is designed to engage the audience's attention while easily explaining science-based topics. The goal is to continue Beef Checkoff efforts to help consumers understand the actual impact of U.S. cattle and beef production on the environment versus the perceived impact. Further, the intent is to show the positive ways cattle act as upcyclers in producing a high-quality protein beef. We have a wonderful sustainability story to share, and these videos work to do that.
And you can learn more by going to the Oklahoma Beef YouTube channel, youtube.com/Oklahoma Beef.
Well, cattle markets continue to slide here. We had June live cattle down 227 at 113.02, and that's new lows for the June lives and also the lowest going back for the year. All but the first day of the year, it looks like on January 1st, they were right at 112 on the June live cattle. So about a $12 or $13 sell-off from the high at the beginning of April. Now, the next month out is the August. They were down $1.72 at 116.62. The October's down $1.20 at 121.75. And the feeder cattle were also under extreme pressure, down 330 in May at 129.75. August, 362 lower at 143.17. And that is the lowest for that contract on this move as well. And the lowest we've seen since about November. At the end of November, they got down just below 142. Today's low for the August was 142.22. So right on the low there, and about a $20 sell-off from the high earlier in April. The lean hogs today, higher. They were 45 higher in May, 90 higher in June. June's closed at 113.55. That is the new high on the June live June lean hogs. It's kind of interesting. The June lean hogs are at 113.55. The June live cattle are at 113.02. So I don't know that we've ever seen that before where the hogs were above the cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And today's grain futures continue to surge higher. We had May corn up 12 and three quarters at 745. December corn up 19 and a quarter at 582. The May beans up 17 and a quarter at 1577 and a half. November's up 20 at 1364. The December corn is near the highs. It was higher just a few weeks ago. Back at the end of April, it went all the way up to about 590 on the December corn. The November beans, same sort of scenario at 1364 and three quarters, almost back to the highs, about 1380 a few trading days ago. The wheats were higher as well. July Kansas City up 11 at 699 and a half. We're still trying to sort through what kind of damage was done to the crop. I know that if it's a dry area, it seems like it's real dry, not going to have much production due to that. If it's a wetter of the areas, there is some freeze damage. So somewhere in between. But the crop progress report yesterday showed that corn crop and bean crop are moving right along with normal time frame on the planting. So it doesn't look like any issues at that point. The South American crop, hear both sides of it. Some people are saying it's getting a little bit lower or smaller crops down there in South America due to some adverse and dry weather conditions.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.